Bears? Or,
I hate the Bears. You know that. Can't stand them.
Like the Cubs?
Yeah, I don't even mind the Cubs, but the Bears, after they treated Walter Payton like shit, I've hated them ever since. I hope they never win a game.
They probably won't.
Life as it gets, and when you can do that, they don't ever need to win a game again.
I don't care for much.
Fold them up and send them out of the Chicago for all
I care. I don't care much for pro football. I watch it.
I'll tell you the one. I can't stand pro basketball anymore.
Yeah,
their mouths, and that's not basketball. No. They can travel. They can run half the court and not even get called for traveling. They don't dribble. All it is slam dunking.
Yeah.
They need to move that basket up to about 14 feet.
Yeah, because they're 8 feet.
Yeah, because they are nothing for them.
Ready.
Are we ready?
Make them shoot.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
indivisible.
Play ball.
Thank you. May the clerk call the roll, please.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srelick.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, December the 6th.
I make that motion.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srelick.
Yes. We'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $7,595.60. Economic Development, $265.83. Police, $6,519.95. Fire, $4,952.68. Street, $5,806.47. Park, $6,321.43. Public Health and Safety, $50. Police and Fire Commission, $391. Liability Insurance, $150. Garbage, $59.25. Cemetery, $800.29. Water Operations, $112,145.25. Sewer Operations, $597.41. DUI Equipment, $93.49. Special Tax Allocation TIF 1, $46,998.91. Special Tax Allocation TIF 4, $24,811. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $616,093.17.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
Move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second.
We have a motion made and a second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll?
Mine was rather high. I didn't want you to think that the commissioner got a big raise or anything. It was because of the cleaning out all the lime in the lime lagoon. We paid for that, and that's where all that extra increase came from.
We keep hearing excuses from you.
Well, I wanted to give it to you before anybody else wanted to say, you know.
Okay.
So I threw it out there first. So anyway, that's it.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Do we have anybody on the internet, Steve?
No, Roger, I'm not seeing anybody out here. Steve Lobb is here, and Tom and I.
Okay. Anybody in the audience want to address the council? We'll wait till they're done.
There isn't a rabbit test to be found, and the CPR tests are offered to only a testing site for the appearance of 7 days. So the National Guard will be helping us by setting up the testing site. I do want to acknowledge.
No idea where that's coming from.
Okay. With the virus back in the news again, I asked Paul to come forward and give us a little bit of update, what's going on at the hospital.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to let you know that it's becoming increasingly challenging to manage the volume of patients that are starting to come into the emergency room.
There you go.
Hey, there we are.
Very Paul.
Now everybody gets to see me. Yes, I just wanted to point out that we're having some challenges with patient volume and COVID, and this isn't the newest Omicron version. This is the old Delta version. So we haven't even seen the newest variant of this virus yet, but we have had twice the amount of patients upstairs that have come in through the emergency room and then have had to go upstairs to the inpatient and go on ventilators. And we have had challenges finding other hospitals that have ICU beds to take these complex patients. So last week, we called 32 hospitals for one patient. We finally found a bed in Kentucky.
Feeling okay, though?
Yeah.
And I was hoping that that might be the worst of it, but unfortunately we had two additional COVID patients this week, and we are working on one now. We're trying to find a bed. So far, all the hospitals in Central Illinois say, sorry, our ICU beds are full. And so ask the public's patience with additional wait times in the emergency room. We are nowhere near as bad as the larger hospitals. We talked to a patient who came to us last week, had to wait 30 minutes, who got tired of waiting 8 hours at a hospital in Decatur. So we're still much better than the larger hospitals, but it's becoming increasingly difficult, and it's also wearing out our staff. I no longer can offer overtime because they're just getting tired. It's been 20 months of this COVID, and now we're having a new wave, and we're just going into the winter. So once again, I just ask the public to be patient with us, and don't be shy about getting those vaccinations, because it looks like we have a long winter ahead of us.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. We'll move down to reports. Later on next year, we'll have we've got some new laws coming out on the gaming side of our regulations, so we'll take care of that in the coming first of the year. Streets and public improvement.
Don't have much. Just remind people we are out picking up brush from the storms. I mean, this month we weren't supposed to be, but like we promised that if we did have any storm damage from winds or any ice, that we'd be out picking up. The guys are still working on that. We hope to wrap that up maybe later this week. It's been kind of slow because we've had some people off. But we just ask everybody please to get everything out they can. And that's pretty much it for me, and just wish everybody a happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Thank you. Public property.
I don't have a whole lot this evening either. They have been working on, I mentioned the last meeting about some of the equipment up there. They did get some of the things corrected. The guy from Indiana did get over and could take and correct what was going wrong with the pump not wanting to keep coming off and on. And he did get that corrected and looking at some other changes and things. And there was a 480-volt motor in the silo that they had to take and work on. But just a lot of little nitpicking things that winter's coming, different things it was taken care of. So, but other than that, everything else is just like business as usual. And okay. Just hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas and a good new year, and we can keep going the way we're going. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Health and safety.
Ben, you have anything?
I don't have anything tonight.
I have nothing.
You going to transfer some cemetery spaces?
Cemetery spaces.
Yeah, go ahead.
Motion to approve the transfer of cemetery spaces from Tamala Hoffman to Mark and Jennifer Tarbox in Mausoleum Park, Section A, Lot 20, Spaces 3 and 4, in the amount of $100.
I'd make that motion.
Motion been made.
I'll second it.
Second, any other discussions? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. We'll move down to Department of Accounts and Finance. Got
I don't have anything at all. I guess if you have our sales tax, once again, a huge increase from last time, this time last year, which is amazing. It has to do with the internet sales, because it sure can't beat car sales, the bump in the car sales. That's for sure, but it's over $20,000 increase, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Appreciate everybody buying the in town and online, because we get the benefit from it finally. Okay. And just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We'll move down to unfinished business. First one on the docket is the police contract. You got a motion for that?
Motion to approve resolution 2021-16, resolution authorizing execution of contract between the City of Clinton and the Policemen's Benevolent Labor Committee, Inc.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussions on the police contract? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes. Next is the quote for the new server and cybersecurity upgrades at City Hall.
Motion to approve the purchase of a new server and cybersecurity upgrades for City Hall from Jano Technologies, Inc. in the amount of $31,873.19.
Make that motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, and I'll second it.
Any discussion on servers? You want to kind of give us a little bit of update on that?
So I had sent out the quote to everybody a few weeks ago. Obviously, the biggest individual item in here is the new server. The one we have is currently around 8 years old. We usually try to replace them every 5 years. This one had been really good, though. And you get a 5-year maintenance agreement with the servers, and then you pay annually after that. And the maintenance renewals hadn't been too bad. We've got some disk storage issues with it now, getting too small. We've got one disk that has some degradation issues whenever you restart it, and it's just time to upgrade it. The renewal costs are getting higher each year. Two new desktops, which is in our annual, that's our annual maintenance, that's our rotation to replace two desktops every year to keep them up to date. The switch that's in there, I don't know if you guys ever walk by the server room and hear it, but sometimes it sounds like an airplane engine taking off. It's got a fan going bad in it. New firewall. The rest of all this stuff is all part of the cybersecurity upgrades. So with your IML RMA liability policy, they added, was that $250,000 policy?
Yep.
$250,000 cybersecurity policy, which honestly is not very much. And they also sent out some of their recommendations. If you look at adding a cybersecurity and ransomware policy, all of their 8 list of items that are recommended, any other company that you get a policy from is going to require those ahead of time. These are all things that take care of some of that. Just trying to stay ahead of the criminals. Governments are being targeted. They're getting more sophisticated with how they do it. You know, it used to be a ransomware attack. It'd have a Trojan virus that came in and attacked immediately. Well, with our backup systems that we use and keep up to date, as long as you had good backups, you could back up and, you know, restore to before it happened. Well, now with all the artificial intelligence and everything that they use, they could put that Trojan somewhere in your system, and the artificial intelligence is just sitting there monitoring and figuring out where it's going to attack, and it could sit there for months before it happens. So this all includes new firewall, next-gen antivirus, which helps to alleviate some of that, email malware protection. One of the items is two-factor authentication for anyone logging into the system, whether it be in person or remotely. Security awareness training. And I believe that's about it.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for Clint?
Oh, the other big item is we're switching from the storage that we do now, where we have a device in the server room and then an external hard drive. We have two of those external hard drives. The one's taken off-site every night. The biggest monthly cost to this is switching to virtual storage, cloud storage, and unlimited storage, so we don't ever have to worry about filling it up.
Okay.
I don't have a question on this. I can understand, but while we're on subject and Clint's right here, he brought up we've got a printer that is going crap. Well, it pretty much is, and that's what we do our bills and stuff on, and he has come up with some new ideas on how we can do that better. And while he's right here, you know, it's in preliminary stages, but I'd like for him to just explain to the council what he's kind of looking at and how we can take and make this a little easier for us, plus make it a little more handy for us to get information out to the billing cycles and the people of the city. And if he would explain that a little bit, I would like for you to hear
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah, we've been talking for some time about switching from postcard billing to full-size paper statement billing. Obviously, that's more on postage than it is for the postcards, but your printing costs are less. You're not buying cardstock, so the paper ends up being less. And that printer that we bought, crap, we were still on this side of the building before we did all the remodel and switch, so it's getting pretty old, but it was $6,000 at the time we bought it. Plus each toner cartridge for that one's like $250 pop. Just not cheap to print and maintain. One thing a lot of communities have switched to is outsourcing their billing, because other places can do it so cheap because that's all they do. They print in big volume. You know, you picture the kind of printing services that R.R. Donnelly does. So basically you would just prepare a print file to PDF each month, send that by email to the printing service. They print them out, fold them, stuff them, put them in the mail, and it's all a done deal. And they just upcharge over the postage a little bit for each piece. You can add flyers to it if you want. By switching to a full page statement right now, with our postcard statement, we can only fit two lines of like 20 characters each on the line. So we don't have any way to get information out to customers on a monthly basis. By switching to a full page statement, we can get a considerable amount of more information out if we want to each month. So we can keep reminding people of their electronic payment options, which we've got a lot of people switched over to, but the more that switch over, the better. And the other thing that will continue saving on this is we've started doing email bills. So obviously as people start to switch over to email bills, it'll be less postage each month. So that'll help offset the costs as well as not having our own heavy duty printer to run this every month too and maintaining it. So. That's one of the items we're looking at.
Also, for people that have multiple bills, we can put more in one envelope. We don't have to have each little separate card going to the same address because of, like, renters and stuff. That helps us. If the street department has something coming up, we can put it right on there and have it printed. And any notices that we have to have, we have to specially do the annual reports. We could include that right into that one bill, so it's going to save us in the long run in quite a few of the different areas. And I appreciate Clinton coming up with this, and he's checking with some other cities that use it, going to find out which one's the best that we can get and who would do it the most reasonable. And I think
it was several referrals, so
it would save a lot of time and effort in the way we do what we're doing now. So I think it'd be a good idea, and I just wanted to get you updated so you guys know what's going to be happening and what we're looking at.
So you could put all accounts that one person had on one bill?
No, it'll still be separate pages. But with these companies that do this with their smart sorting, that'll fold and stuff all those into one envelope, so there's one postage instead of having, you know, 20 or 30 postcards.
Yeah, I get these multiple cards
on each one.
Yeah.
So you'll still have a separate statement for each address, but they'll all be delivered in one envelope?
But there's no way of putting, I mean, separate accounts, but putting them all on the same, you'd want them all on separate for your billing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably because the landlords themselves would probably like to have a separate billing deal where they could just take it right to the person or whatever, so that would probably work out better.
Okay.
But I think it's a good idea, and I'm glad that he's looking into it.
Something we're changing early on, first of the year or something, or just thinking about it?
We're getting quotes on it.
We're looking at them right now. So as soon as we can get something concrete, because that printer's only going to go for so long. It's really on its last legs.
It's dead.
It's dead already. We have to print in another part of the building now. It's already dead.
Yeah. So temporarily, we can get by on another printer, but the other printers are not made like that one to handle the heavy card stock that we run every month.
They're putting extra stress on that, so.
Yeah, so I don't want to do it for very long.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to get it as soon as we can, so.
So you're getting some prices together and stuff for us?
Yep, I'm waiting on a couple of communities. I sent them a couple of follow-up questions. I'm just waiting to hear back from them, and then I'll start hitting up the companies and getting some quotes.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for Clint?
No, thanks, Clint.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Got to finish up, Roger.
We're going to move down to new business. Pardon?
We got to take roll.
I delayed you on getting the vote, so that would.
Pardon?
I delayed you on getting the vote on the vote. Server itself.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Ballinger.
Sidetracked me.
Edmonds.
Again.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srilek.
Yes.
It always is. I mean, there's no other way to go.
Okay, can we move down to new business now, John?
Well, yes. And okay. I think I can think of something here on this one.
There's one item on file, and that's a plumbers and pipe fitters contract. With that, that's a total of our business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Everybody have a happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Darren, nice to meet you.